This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. After managing to keep it a well-kept secret right up until the last minute, John Kerry announced his running mate this morning, John Edwards. Kerry made the announcement just an hour ago at a campaign rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. John Edwards and his wife Elizabeth will fly to Pittsburgh later today to join Kerry and his wife, Teresa. The new Democratic ticket will make its first public appearance tomorrow, and the candidates will campaign together in Ohio, one of the most important battleground states. Joining me now from North Carolina is NPR correspondent Adam Hochberg, who has covered John Edwards throughout the senator's career. Adam, this would seem, Edwards being a Southerner, to bring balance to the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, Renee, John Edwards is everything that John Kerry isn't. Kerry had a privileged childhood in the Northeast. Edwards had a middle-class upbringing in the South. Kerry graduated from Yale. Edwards went to public universities. Edwards is outgoing. Kerry is not considered outgoing. And one other thing, Edwards is younger than Kerry. Edwards has young children who he sometimes brings along with him on the campaign trail. People magazine once named John Edwards America's sexiest politician. Those are all distinctions that John Kerry can't claim.
The Bush campaign is already trying to make an issue of John Edwards' background as a trial lawyer. Tell us why that would be a vulnerability.
Well, basically, they're going to try to characterize him as an ambulance chaser, plain and simple, somebody who sues other people to try to make a lot of money for themselves. And Edwards, indeed, did become a millionaire as a trial attorney, as a plaintiff's attorney. He's faced this kind of charge before during his 1998 campaign for the Senate. That was pretty much the only attack that was leveled on him by his Republican opponent. His opponent called him a lying trial attorney. He ran a TV commercial in 1998 that showed Edwards' nose growing like Pinocchio. And what Edwards answered then and will presumably answer now is to talk about the kinds of cases that he's argued. He says that he represents injured workers, victims of medical malpractice. He has represented literally crippled children, children who were harmed by other people's negligence. So he'll try to portray himself as a lawyer who represents the little man against uncaring corporations or powerful doctors.
One interesting thing about John Edwards is how new he is to politics. He served just one term in the Senate. How has he come so far so fast?
I think, in a word, just ambition, and the kind of ambition that you don't see a lot of even in politics. You know, this was a guy in 90. He ran for office for the first time in 1998, and in late 96, there was a political consultant here in North Carolina who's very prominent dealing with Democratic candidates, and I was talking with him the other day, and he said he got a call from John Edwards in 96 sometime, and Edwards said, "Hi, you don't know me, but I'm a lawyer here in town, and I'd like your help running for Senate." And the consultant said, "Oh, you want to run for state Senate?" And Edwards said, "No, I want to run for the U.S. Senate." And the consultant said, "Gosh, you know, this I gotta see. I mean, this was not an open seat. There was a Republican incumbent in this seat. There were other Democrats who had already said they were going to run, more established Democrats. But here's John Edwards saying, yeah, my first run ever for public office, I'm going to run statewide, and I want to try to knock off this Republican incumbent." And he did it. He emerged from the primary. He beat the Republican, Locke Faircloth, in the fall. Then 2 years later, he's already being considered as Al Gore's running mate in 2000. And 5 years later, he's off on his own running for president. It's an amazing political ascent.
Adam, you have covered John Edwards for many years. Tell us about the defining moments in his life, the moments that shaped him, especially as a politician.
I think the one moment that comes to mind is one that he doesn't like to talk about much, but it was in 1996 when his 16-year-old son, Wade, was killed in an automobile accident. As I say, he doesn't like to talk about it much himself, but several of his friends have said that's what made him decide to enter politics. Wade was interested in politics, more interested than his father at that point. Shortly before he died, he had been to Washington. He met with Hillary Rodham Clinton in the White House. He met with Jesse Helms, who was then North Carolina's senior senator. And people close to Edwards have told me that running for office was his way of carrying on his son's legacy, of carrying on what he thought Wade might have done had he been able to survive.
Thank you very much, NPR correspondent Adam Hochberg in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.